Yasna Kolin pretended to enjoy the party, giving no indication that she intended to have one of the guests killed. She wandered through the crowded feast hall, listening as wine-greased tongues and dimmed minds. Her uncle Dalinar was in the full swing of it, rising from the high table to shout for the Parshendi to bring out their drummers. Yasna's brother, Elokar, hurried to shush their uncle, though the Alethi politely ignored Dalinar's outburst. All save Elokar's wife, Aesudan, who snickered primly behind a handkerchief. Yasna turned away from the high table and continued through the room. She had an appointment with an assassin, and she was all too glad to be leaving the stuffy room, which stank of too many perfumes mingling. A quartet of women played flutes on a raised platform across from the lively hearth, but the music had long since grown tedious. Unlike Dalinar, Yasna drew stares. Like flies to rotten meat, those eyes were, constantly following her, whispers like buzzing wings. If there was one thing the Alethi court enjoyed more than wine, it was gossip. Everyone expected Dalinar to lose himself to wine during a feast, but the king's daughter admitting to heresy? That was unprecedented. Yasna had spoken of her feelings for precisely that reason. She passed the Parshendi delegation, which clustered near the high table, talking in their rhythmic language. Though this celebration honored them and the treaty they'd signed with Yasna's father, they didn't look festive or even happy. They looked nervous. Of course, they weren't human, and the way they reacted was sometimes odd. Yasna wanted to speak with them, but her appointment would not wait. She'd intentionally scheduled the meeting for the middle of the feast, as so many would be distracted and drunken. Yasna headed toward the doors, but then stopped in place. Her shadow was pointing in the wrong direction. The stuffy, shuffling, chattering room seemed to grow distant. High Prince Sadius walked right through the shadow, which quite distinctly pointed toward the sphere lamp on the wall nearby. Engaged in conversation with his companion, Sadius didn't notice. Yasna stared at that shadow, skin growing clammy, stomach clenched, the way she felt when she was about to vomit. Not again. She searched for another light source, a reason. Could she find a reason? No. The shadow languidly melted back toward her, oozing to her feet, and then stretching out the other way. Her tension eased, but had anyone else seen?